Because many dyslexic students develop a more intuitive sense of numbers through kinesthetic or hands-on experiences, working with manipulatives like base 10 blocks can be especially helpful. Ideally, students should be given protected time to move and describe the math processes they are working through. For example, to take away 9 blocks, I need to exchange a 10-block rod for 10 squares, then take away 9. From Miles and Miles' wonderful book Dyslexia and Mathematics comes the shrink-a-square exercise. The game is simple. Start with a 100 block on a board that clearly marks out hundreds, tens, and ones. Start the game by rolling the dice and subtracting numbers from the roll from 100 with each turn. Help students to do the exchanges. For example, a 100 block can be exchanged for 10 rods until the process is mastered. There are 3 stages to work through the shrink-a-square game. Number 1, eyes open, manipulate blocks, and verbally label. Number 2, eyes shut and manipulate blocks. Number 3, eyes shut and don't manipulate blocks. These 3 steps can be surprisingly difficult for some children. It requires multitasking and verbal labeling, but builds on students' intrinsic strengths in personal and kinesthetic memory. The nice part about this simple exercise is that it builds a hands-on knowledge of numbers that can help the student in all sorts of calculations in the future. This shrink-a-square game can help clarify place value, borrowing, and regrouping.